we present Bert's Place.
Oh, who's that? Oh, it's you. Star's sake, what time do you call this? Oh, is it? Moon above. I must get up. They'll be wondering where I've got to. I'm sorry, no time for a story today. They what? Oh, how brilliant of them. Oh, in that case, I can relax. What's that you've got there? Coffee? Oh, lifesaver. Come and put it down here beside me and have a seat. I'm sorry you caught me like this, but it's not really too surprising. I'm usually up very early, but Brian and Elle do tend to make more of a fuss of me at this time of the year. Well, because January and February are the most difficult time for a lep. An unheated leprechaun colony can be an extremely bleak place in winter. Wind and rain whistles through any gaps. Cold seems to radiate from metal. Food is hard to find, and firewood is more precious than gold. We leps do everything we can to conserve our energy and survive till the warmer weather comes. Of course, I'm not endangered by the cold. I live in a lovely warm flat. I have plenty to eat and drink, and special care is taken of me at this time of year. But I'm a leprechaun, and I have the same survival mechanism that all leps do. Brian and Elle found this out the hard way back at the start of 2013. I'll never forget it. It started for Elle like any normal day, except that when she went into the den, she found something was missing.
Morning. How runs the world? Anything happening?
Morning, babe. Everything's okay. Nothing much new.
That's good. What's up with you, Bert? Cat got your tongue? Don't I get... That's funny. I thought I couldn't smell any coffee or breakfast. Is Bert not about yet?
Haven't seen him yet. No, probably a bit early for him.
That's odd. He's usually around by now. You know what an early bird he is. It's after 8 o'clock.
Oh, don't fuss so much, babe. He's probably just tired. Let him sleep. We can manage without him this morning.
Oh, all right, if you're sure. I'll get the coffee started.
Well, Brian got on with his work day and Elle made a scratch breakfast and coffee. But when 11 o'clock came and went, and there was still no sign of me, she began to get very twitchy indeed.
Okay, you should be fine with that now, but if you do have any more problems, do feel free to give me a call back. Okay, thanks, bye. Now, that's that done. Let's get on with this testing.
Sorry to bother you, sweetie, but... Have you seen the time?
Yes, it's just coming up to 11. I tell you what, we'll have a cup of tea as soon as I get this testing done.
Bee, look, I know you think I'm fussing, but it really isn't like Bert to lie in this long. He's usually up by 6. This really doesn't feel right.
I'm sure he's fine, Elle, but why don't you just go and check on him if you're worried? Though I don't think he'll thank you for waking him up if he's fast asleep.
Oh, that's just a risk I'll have to take.
Fine, off you go, but don't say I didn't warn you.
So, Elle came to my closet door. I really hate to think of the shock I gave her when she found out what was inside.
Covers on the floor. Let's pick them up. cold. Let's keep you warm. Tuck you in. Oh, Bert. Bert. Come on, sleepyhead. Wake up. It's after 11. Bert. Bert, wakey, wakey. Come on. Wakey, wakey.
Well, I must say that's a really nice feature. Let's just compile it. Oh, as Bert would say, slent. Now, why doesn't that work?
Bee! We have to... I knew something wasn't right. Oh, look, we have to get hold of Shah Sharon. Right now, we need a lep healer. We need...
Elle, calm down.
But we have to do something quickly.
Listen, Elle, I won't know what to do if you keep freaking out all over the place. Now, will I? Sit down here and try to tell me calmly what's happened.
Sorry. Sorry, I really am. Okay. It's Bert. He's in his closet, but he seems to be unconscious. He's in bed. His waves are on, but he's really deeply asleep, and I can't wake him. He's just limp like a rag doll. Have you ever seen him act like that before?
No, I haven't, and that doesn't sound good. The thing is, I'm not really sure what we can do about it. I don't know how to get hold of the right people at Shauna Sharon. They always contacted me in the past. The only address I have is their personnel department, where I could write if I wanted Bert removed from here. But to be honest, Elle, I wouldn't like to get that department involved with us unless I absolutely have to.
Oh, well, then what can we do? We can't just leave him like that. He might be seriously ill.
Do you think Teely might be able to help?
Brilliant. Well, whether she can or whether she can't, she'll have to know. Thank goodness Bert gave me her number in case there was an emergency. Look, I'll go and call her.
And Elle, don't forget she'll be driving. Try not to frighten her out of her wits.
Thank the stars I'd given Elle Teely's mobile number. Teely was indeed hard at work on her frantically secret job for the Elfin Bureau of Human Studies. She was driving her cool pink sports car, dictating a report into the very sophisticated charm bracelet she wears, which can, in reality, do everything from making answer calls to filming full-length videos, when suddenly she got the kind of call you never want to receive.
Miserable kind of day. Microphone on. Have now concluded my first watch at 44 Juniper Street. Have handed over to Rolly 68231. No problems. Am now proceeding to my second job of the day at 91 Jonquil Avenue. Observations. Conditions on the roads very hazardous today due to freezing fog. Temperatures not set to go above zero for much of the day. Now nearing Jonquil Avenue. What ridiculous street names they have in this area. The names might be pretty, but the houses are awful. Mean little terraces. I'm glad I don't live. Oh, slent. Microphone off. Teely 23716, good morning.
Teely, it's Elle.
Elle? What on earth? This had better be good. You know I'm working.
I'm afraid it's not good. It's very much the reverse of good. There's something wrong with Bert.
Slanny Slarnel? Do you want to kill me? What's wrong with Bert?
He didn't get up at his usual time this morning. He's still fast asleep and we can't wake him. He's unconscious. We don't know what's wrong.
Oh, gold. Okay, give me a few minutes. I'll be there.
Thanks, Teely.
Not a problem. Oh, gosh. Oh, my poor Bert. Oh, right. What to do? Okay, I'd better talk to Bilby first, I suppose. He's not going to like this at all. I don't know what he's going to say to me, but I honestly don't care. Oh, right. Call Bilby. Oh, my poor darling Bert. Oh, I hope he's going to be okay.
Teely made her calls. I never did find out how she always seemed to manage to get time off whenever she wanted it. But she did. Anyway, within a very short time, she was at my bedside. Her magical fingers were fluttering as she tried every spell she could think of to wake me up, but all to no avail.
Wow.
All right, how about this one? No, too obvious, I suppose. All right, let's try something less obvious. How about this? Oh, you're just trying to see how good I am. That's what you're doing. Okay, whole arsenal you want, whole arsenal you'll get. Stars know you're worth it. Gold. Well, that's everything I can think of. Shine, rise, wake up, eye bright, enervate, anti-lethargic, and gold knows what else. Now what? Maybe he's, in a dream he can't get out of. What if that's the problem? We might try a dream draft. Yeah, but that needs to be taken internally. How do I get him to swallow when he's this far under? Oh, well, anything's worth trying, even if it does wear me out. Hope I still remember how. So far, so good. There are the makings. Let's see, that goes there, that goes there. Jar, bottle, crystal spell bowl, silver spoon. All present and correct. Phew. Now let me see. The powder is in that jar. Put that in, like so. Black. Now I add 3 measures of liquid from this bottle. There we are. Filting sludgy green. Gosh. Right, now, I mix it together and say the incantation under my breath. The mixture will bubble, and if it's worked, it will turn shimmering silver and I will hear a magical sound. Let's try. Oh, helping hand, please be with me. How? Now, Siahan, come on. Are you going to try and swallow a little of this for me? Let's get you out of this dream. Come on, Siahan. Come on, bring your head up. Can you take some of this for me? Come on, Bert. Please. Come on. No, it's no good at all. He's so far down, even his swallow reflex isn't working. Oh, well, so much for that. Now I suppose I'd better start on these calls. Phone, where is it? Here. Right. Where shall I start? With his father, I suppose. Let's see. Alfard. Oh, contacts I get with an A. Alfard.
The day dragged slowly by. Brian and Elle both had work to do. Teely went on with incessant attempts to wake me in between calls, texts, emails and Facebook messages to everyone she could think of for help. No one was answering her. As evening drew in, Elle came to the closet to see how I was.
Come in, Elle. We don't need to whisper. Stars know we won't disturb him.
Are you having any luck?
Not on any point, I'm afraid. I've tried every way I can think of to wake him. I've been trying all day. I don't dare do anything else. I might hurt him. I've also tried contacting Alfard and Lily Bella, Mella and Elaine, anyone I had phone numbers for, over and over again. I sent texts, emails, left Facebook messages, everything I could think of. Absolutely no joy. Answer came then none.
Can I come in?
Oh, yes, Brian, do. As I said to Al, we won't disturb him. I'm glad you're here. We need to think what to do next. I really will have to get back tomorrow. And I want to know what's going to happen to him.
We need you to go on trying to get hold of Bert's family. I don't understand why you can't contact them. It's very strange. Are you able to do that, Teely?
Oh, yes, I can go on doing that all right, but what if I can't get hold of them? Do you want me to try to go to the colony? I've never been there without Bert, or without Mella, or Andy, or someone waiting outside to meet me, but I could always try.
No, it's too risky. If you haven't been able to get hold of Bert's parents by midday tomorrow, and if there's still no change, I'll have to contact Shauna Sharon whether I like it or not.
Oh, no.
I probably should have done it sooner.
But me, might they not take him away?
Oh, they might have to, just until he gets better.
Over my dead body, no one's taking me away from here.
Bert!
Oh, thank God!
Bert!
You scared us all half to death.
Teely, Elle, what? Brian, will you get these two crazy females off my bed before they kill me? Teely, it's lovely to see you, but you need to let go of me. Elle, why are you crying? Everything's okay.
Bert, I presume you can see your clock from there?
Yes, it says 9:30 p.m.
You can also see the date, I take it?
Yes, yes. What is this?
So you know that you've been asleep for roughly 24 hours?
Yes, so?
So, you scared us all half to death, sweetie. We've been trying to contact your family all day to find out what's the matter with you. We would have contacted Shauna Sharon if we'd have known who to ask for help there.
Ugh, you wouldn't have got any answer from Shauna Sharon either, Elle. Not until the temperature had risen, and by that time I would have been awake too. Well, I am. See?
No, we don't see. Would you mind explaining?
Brian, we've been together for 3 years. Surely you've seen me take a sleep day before, for star's sake. You could have told Ellen Teely and avoided this flap.
Please don't speak to me like that. As it happens, I've not seen you take a sleep day. They must have happened while I was away. And just for the record, Bert, I was just as scared as they were. We've been together a long time.
Sorry, Brian. Sorry, everyone. Really?
Okay, now, explain, will you please?
It's part of a LEP's survival mechanism. When the outside temperature hits freezing, the body just shuts down for a day to conserve energy. That's why you couldn't reach the family's ear. They were obviously flat out too. I would think everyone at Shauna Sharon would have been the same. It's always glacial there. Usually, a freeze won't affect me because this flat is so nice and warm. But last night, I must have got too cold somehow, so the mechanism just kicked in and I took a sleep day. I'm fine now. Awfully hungry, though.
Oh, thank goodness. Look, Elle, Brian, I really am going to have to split. They'll be after my ears, as it is. Zia, you really are okay?
I'm fine, Zia. Off you go. I'll see you Sunday.
All right. Bye.
Can someone hand me my dressing gown? I want to get up and find food. Oh, thanks, Brian. Honestly, all this fuss over nothing. Oops!
But
it's okay. I sort of forgot about the wobbly legs thing. Taking a sleep day makes you very weak until you've eaten. Give me a hand, Elle.
Can I leave him with you now, Elle? I've got a couple of things I need to finish off before bedtime.
Yes, he'll be fine with me now. Come on, sweetie. Oh, I swear you get heavier.
Oh, thanks, Elle.
Come and sit on the sofa in the den, and I'll make you a bacon sandwich. How's that?
Oh, Elle, put me down. I can walk. Well, I think I can anyway.
Oh, Bert.
Elle, can I have mustard on the bacon? And make sure you cook it till it's crispy. I know you never leave it on the grill long enough.
I'll think about it.
And can I have the crusts cut off? I got thoroughly spoiled for the rest of that day, and for quite a few afterwards. I was really sorry to have given everyone such a terrible scare, though. I thought the rest of that winter was going to be pretty uneventful, but it wasn't. Not at all. For instance, there was that awful, awful week when I thought Teely had dumped me. My stars on the water! Close your mouth! You look like Finnegan's flounder! Sorry, just another one of our silly LEP sayings. No, but seriously, I did. I thought I'd lost her. It was an awful thing, and it was all because of a really dipsy elf and elf in bureaucracy. It all started one horrible rainy Saturday night. Teely was working a late shift, sitting in her car, watching someone's house.
It's a lovely way to spend a Saturday night, I don't think. Working the late shift in pouring rain, observing a house where everyone is obviously out, and trying to supervise my latest trainee. Honestly, who chooses these newbies? Ketsy93995. Rivers of gold. She may be nice, sweet, and willing to learn, but she certainly didn't get her share of brains when they were handed out. Anything you tell her just makes a loud whistle as it goes in one ear and out of the other. I mean, what is the point? Oh, well, it's no good asking trees why they grow. Still, only a a few more hours and I can go home, have a lovely scented bath, and think about meeting Bert tomorrow. Aha! I can see a car. Is this them coming home? Yes. Looks like it. Microphone on. Male and female subjects return to 18 Devon Close at 9:39 p.m. Microphone off. Now where is that wretched Kitsy? She should have reported in 10 minutes ago. Don't say I have to call. Oh, and about time too. Let's hope she remembers what to say. I have to record this. Microphone on. Teely 23716, good evening.
Hey, Teals. Sorry I'm late. I just had a slight spot of bother and...
Microphone off. Kitsy, do you ever remember anything I say to you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Then could you please remember to use correct procedure for reporting in? And could you please not call me Teals?
Oh, all right, all right. Silver Sun, keep your ears on. What's up with you? You got boyfriend trouble or what?
No, I have not got boyfriend trouble. I just want to do my job properly and teach you to do yours. Now, I'm going to start the recording again. Could you try to give me your report properly? We'll both be in trouble if not.
Okay, okay.
Microphone on.
Ketsy 93995, reporting in at 9:41 p.m. I've been on watch at 5 Angel Place for the past half hour. House contains 5 subjects all inside. Male and eldest male child are watching television. Female is in another room working on some kind of primitive computer. Well, it looks primitive to me. 2 younger children, both in their rooms, one asleep, one playing games on her phone. We'll continue to carry out spot observations on all subjects.
Good. Any observations or problems?
Not really, except I think those games they play with a ball are stupid. I can't understand why the subjects get so excited. They yell at the television. It's crazy.
It's not for us to understand. Just watch and report. Anything else?
No. Well, I got seen just for a sec, but I don't suppose that matters.
You got what?
It's okay. I was only visible for a second. Well, I think it was only a second. I'd gone by the time he looked back at me.
By the time who looked back at you? Ketsy, this is very important. When were you seen, and who saw you, and why didn't you tell me sooner?
I didn't think it was a big deal. It must have been 15 minutes ago now. I was trying to follow that daft game, and I must have concentrated too hard. I neglected my no-see-me. When I stopped looking at the television and went to move to a different place, the boy was looking right at me. He was about to say something, but he looked again, and I'd gone.
Did he get a good look at you?
No. Well, okay. Yes, he might have.
Lead and mercury, now we're for it. Okay, Ketsy, go back to your car and get straight back to Elfhold.
But...
Listen to me. This is more serious than you know. Once you're there, give your name and number to the guard. They'll let you in.
Of course they'll let...
Shut up and listen! Anyone being seen means the whole of Elfhold goes into lockdown. Nobody goes in. Nobody comes out. No communications for a minimum of 72 hours or is disconnected. Do you know what that means? It means out on your ear. No phone, no risticator, no technology. Out in the woods for you to fend for yourself. Now, we'll get in, because I'm going to alert my boss, and he'll want to see both of us. When you get back, don't talk to anyone. Just go to your quarters and wait for instructions. Do you understand me?
Yes. Cold. I've done it now, haven't I?
Yes, I'm rather afraid you have.
She had indeed, and in more ways than one. Elfholds are beautiful places to live. Luxurious, decadent, magical. But there is a darker side beneath the glamour and glitter of them. I was soon to find that out. An elf grows up alone, works very hard all its life, and lives in constant fear of reclassification. An elf is never told anything he or she doesn't need to know. And if you get on the wrong side of the powers that be, stars help you. You could end up working ridiculously long hours in some dark, low-down place, never seeing the outside world or breathing fresh air, or scrubbing those miles of gleaming, polished, mosaic-tiled floors until you drop from exhaustion. Anyway, as Teely was receiving her bad news from Ketsy, I was completely oblivious. It had been a very busy Saturday, but it was nearly over, and Brian, Elle and I were relaxing with music and wine. I was deliciously conscious that tomorrow was Sunday, and I would soon see my beautiful girl.
Thanks, Bee.
Ah, no problem. Bert, are you going to have a drop more?
What time is it? Gosh, nearly 10. No thanks, Brian. I've got an early start tomorrow. I'm meeting Teely at the colony soon after breakfast. We're doing the rounds, having lunch at Miller's, and then in the afternoon, we're going to see Ike and V, and then call in on Uncle Arf and Auntie Kitty and see the twins.
Wow, that's some schedule. The weather forecast tomorrow is awful. Make sure you wrap up warm, won't you?
Ah, fuss pot. Of course I will. I better get down now and get to bed. Night, El.
Night-night, sweetheart. Sleep tight.
Night, Brian. And no singing, messing about and keeping me awake.
Oh, honestly, Bert.
As I went to my warm closet and snuggled into my comfortable bed, Teely drove toward Elfhold through the cold rain and used her wristicator, the charm bracelet I told you about earlier, to call her boss, the irascible but kind-hearted Bilby.
Oh, Gold. Oh, stars and helping hands. Come on, come on.
Yes, speak.
Teely 23716, sir.
Don't you resist. What is it this time? More time off to spend with your feckless boyfriend, I dare say. What?
No, sir. I need to report a code black diamond.
Just say that again.
Code black diamond, sir.
All right. Who was it and how did it happen? Was it you? Come on, speak out.
No, sir. I just received a report from my trainee, KETC93995, on watch at 5 a.m.
Yes, I know where she is. Come on, what happened?
Well, sir, as I understand it, she was observing two subjects watching a football game. She neglected her no-see-me, and one of the subjects saw her. She can't say for sure how long. She thinks only for a second. When she became aware of being observed, she zapped out.
Blood and bronze, iron and mercury. So, you're telling me the subject could have been observing her for a while without her knowing?
I'm afraid so, sir.
Of all the incompetent, idiotic, air-headed, doodle-brained females in Elfhold, I ask for keen eyes and intelligence. And what do I get? I get dipsticks and dimwits. Why on earth couldn't you teach that young green ears her job properly? You flutter-headed featherwit!
With all due respect, sir,
no, I... don't come groveling to me. I don't want to hear it. You know what this means? What? If you don't, you're about to find out. Get yourself back here straight away. Is that poodle-eared Popinjay heading back here as well?
If you mean Ketsy, yes, she is, sir.
I'll send word to the guards. Well, get your quarters, the both of you. And for iron's sake, observe Black Diamond procedure to the letter until I am ready to speak to you. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Golden, Moo, Bert. I have to find some way to let him know or he'll think I've stood him up. Oh, no, I can't stand it.
Yes, this was not good. As Teely had told Ketsy, full Black Diamond procedure means all communications had to be powered down immediately. Phones, wristicators, computers, everything. So how could she get a message through to me? When Teely returned, the normally bustling Elfhold was a very different place.
This is an Elfhold public service announcement. You are advised that Black Diamond procedure is now in effect. This is not a drill. All personnel will return to their living quarters immediately. All personnel are required to power down their personal computers and communication devices until further notice. All personnel are advised that communication outside Elfhold during lockdown is strictly forbidden. All personnel are reminded that any failure to comply with Black Diamond procedure is a disconnectable offense. Further news updates, announcements and instructions will be posted via the Hold View system. Remain in your quarters and await instructions. I repeat, this is not a drill.
But, darling, this has to be very quick. I'm going to risk trying to get this to you before I have to power down. I daren't do the phone, but it should be all right if I use the wristicator and send this as an email attachment. I can't see you for a few days. My new trainee managed to get herself seen. Now the whole of Elfhold is in lockdown. No one going in or out. No communications. I don't know how long it'll last, but I need you to know I'm safe and that I haven't stood you up. Oh, but, darling, I know what you might be thinking, but I want you to know I never do that. I love... Oh, God!
Hey, miss, get that stuff powered down right now unless you're going to take your number and report you.
Yes, sir. Get with me. My poor Bert. Oh, what is he going to think of me? This is just too awful.
All personnel are required to power down their personal computers and communication devices until further notice. All personnel are advised that communication outside Elf Hold during lockdown is strictly forbidden.
Teely told me afterwards it was an awful moment. She had no choice but to power everything down. When she got back to her quarters, nothing electrical was working but the Holdview system, the elfin version of TV. She had nothing to do but watch reruns and wait for news. Meanwhile, it was Sunday, and I set off to the colony. It was pouring rain, but I didn't care. I was going to meet Teely. I waited outside the colony, and waited, and waited, and waited. Hours went by, and still she didn't come. I phoned, but there was no answer. I texted, Facebook messaged, emailed, everything. For the whole day I stood there in the rain, leaving messages like this one.
Hi, this is Teely. I'm sorry I can't take a call at the moment. Please leave your message after the tone.
Teely, it's me again. I've been waiting 4 hours now. This isn't funny. I'm getting awfully worried. If you couldn't get here, all you had to do was let me know. Please, when you get this, give me a call. I just need to know you're okay. On Sunday evenings, Brian and Elle had a radio show which I usually love to help with. On this Sunday, like every other, they were busy getting ready. I was a bit late getting back, but they were confident I'd soon arrive in my usual good mood after a Sunday at home with my special ones. How wrong they were.
Are we about ready?
Yes, I've just tweeted out. It should be a nice show.
Oh, there's Bert. About time too. I thought he was going to miss the start.
I'm back, just so you know.
Hi, sweetie. Did you have a nice time?
No, I didn't. I'm going to my closet.
It's nearly time for the show, Bert.
Oh, so what? Don't tell me you can't do it without me. Anyway, you'll have to. I'm tired out and wet through and I need to think.
Bert, I've told you before about being rude. Please watch your tone.
No country with it. You watch yours.
Bert, that's enough.
Wait, Bee. Bert, this isn't like you. What on earth's the matter? What's happened to upset you?
Oh, here we go. Bring on the soft soap. Well, I'm not falling for it this time. I don't want to be cuddled or coaxed. I can't talk about it, so just do us all a favour and zlanny well leave me alone. I'm going to my closet, and don't you dare come after me. I mean it, Elle. I need a bit of privacy, if that's not too much to zlanny ask.
Oh, my God. What on earth?
I don't know, Elle. I've known Bert for 3 years, and he's never ever spoken like that. It must be pretty bad, whatever it is.
What can we do?
Well, for now, we can get on and do this show. We need to let him be. He'll talk to us when he's ready.
But what if he doesn't?
We'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. In the meantime, come on, let's work. It'll take our minds off it.
Ah, my good old signature door slam. Why on earth does anyone put up with me? Well, Brian and Elle went on without me, and I spent a thoroughly miserable evening trying and failing to get hold of Teely and working myself up into an absolute state. Things weren't much happier for my girl either. Full lockdown was in effect in Elfhold. Everything was being severely rationed. On Monday morning, she had to go and face her boss, Bilby.
This is an Elfhold public service announcement. All personnel are advised that the single floater service has been discontinued while Black Diamond procedure is in effect. Omni floater stations are open on each level for the use of the central personnel only. All other personnel should remain in their quarters and await instructions via the Holdview system. This is not a drill.
State your name, number, and business.
Teely 23716 to see Bilby 11312.
You may enter.
Thanks.
Sit down on the bench and wait until called.
Oh, stupid bot. How long will I have to wait?
Unknown.
Oh, just great.
She had to wait about 5 hours. And it was only the beginning of a long, tiring, and difficult interrogation process for her. Meanwhile, back here, I was still holed up in my closet. Elle and Brian were trying to work, with varying degrees of success.
Damn, this isn't working. I can't get it.
Problems?
Yes, I'm just not with it today, and I know why. Okay, Elle, we've given him nearly a whole day. Has he been out of his closet at all?
Only to use the bathroom. I tried calling him, but he wouldn't answer me. He just went back in and slammed the door.
Okay, this has gone on long enough. Come with me.
Oh, it's you. Private rooms aren't private anymore now.
But that's enough. We've given you plenty of space, but you can't go on like this. Whatever it is, it affects us too. We need to know about it, and you definitely need to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. There's no point.
Come on, Bert. You're not doing yourself any good. Please don't make me order you to talk.
Brian, you wouldn't.
We have to know what's going on, sweetheart. Unless we do, there's no way we can help you.
You can't. No one. I'll never be able.
Oh, Elle.
All right, sweetie. Shh. It's going to be all right.
At first, I thought something had held her up. But it got later and later and she just didn't show. I tried to call her, but it went straight to voicemail.
Did your mum and dad have any ideas?
I don't know. I didn't see them.
What?
I kept thinking she would come. I just stood outside in the bushes and waited for her.
What? You waited all day? But it was pouring down.
I know. I got absolutely soaked through. But I didn't care. I kept trying and trying her phone, but I couldn't reach her. I stayed until it was time for me to come back. But she's obviously decided she doesn't want to see me anymore.
That's nonsense, Bert. Teely wouldn't do that to you, and certainly not without telling you. Have you tried reaching her since?
Have I tried? Oh, Brian, you just have no idea. I've called and called, left messages, sent texts, emails, Facebook messages, everything I can think of. She's just completely ignoring me.
Oh, sweetie. There has to be some other explanation.
Like what? I've thought to my head aches, and all I can come up with is that she wants me out of her life.
Oh, Bert, I'm sorry about this.
Look, you know now. Is it okay if you just let me alone? I'll come out tomorrow and try to get back to some kind of normality. After all, I can't stay in here forever. I've got to try and go on somehow. Although at this moment, I absolutely don't know how I'm going to do it. Well, you go on because you have to. The days dragged, crawled, tortoised themselves by. And I tried to work, failed to eat or sleep. I got through them somehow. I wasn't the only one it was bad for. Teely's days were spent being interrogated at the Bureau of Human Studies by Bilby and Elves from Elfhold Security. When she wasn't doing that, all she had to do was endlessly keep her eyes glued to the Holdview system, hoping against hope for something good to happen. Every bulletin seemed to bring nothing but news of further delays to the lifting of Black Diamond procedure, calls for conservation, and more propaganda.
Oh, here we go.
This is an Elfhold public service announcement. In a statement issued at 0900 hours, the governor of Elfhold advised all personnel that Black Diamond procedure is set to stay in effect for at least another 24 hours.
Oh.
All personnel are advised to conserve power, water, and food. Emergency ration stations are being set up on all levels and will open at 1300 hours. All personnel are required to behave in an orderly manner when using them. Failure to do so or to comply with Black Diamond procedure in any way is a disconnectable offense. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Holdview system.
Education, entertainment, and information on your screen at all times. Blood and Mercury! 4 days now and they still won't let us out! Useless bureaucrats! I just want to get to Bert!
For tomorrow's fashion, at today's prices, visit Shindy's Trends, at the mall, on Elfnet, or on your Risticator.
Time went on. The days were bad, but the nights were worse. I couldn't sleep. More often than not, I would just give up trying, grab my phone and go into the den. Anything to get away from those four closet walls which reminded me so much of Teely. Now they just seem to be laughing at me. With Brian and Elle, I tried to stay strong and hold myself together, do my work, function normally. On my own, I could admit how much this whole thing was tearing me to bits. So when Elle found me in the den early one morning, I had to do some fast and fancy footwork.
Bert?
Hi.
Gosh, you're about even earlier than usual.
I'm not the only one. I didn't know you even knew 5 a.m. existed.
I know. I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd grab a coffee.
I'll make it. To be honest, it would be a relief to have something to do.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. How long have you been out here?
Not too long. I've been awake for most of the night, so I thought I'd come in for a drink and do a mail check while I was here.
Anything?
Nope. It's been 5 days now, Elle. I don't know why I'm even still hoping.
I would never have believed this of Teely. Well, to be fair, part of me still doesn't. I still keep thinking there's bound to be some explanation we don't know about, and we'll find out what it is in time.
Look, I don't want to be rude, but if I think about this any more, I'm going to get upset, and I just don't need that.
Sorry.
Here's your coffee, Elle.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Lap?
Sure.
Oh, there we are. That's better.
Trust me, Miss Tact. Look, do you fancy a game of something, or a chapter of our latest iBook?
You'd thrash me hands down at any game, and my concentration's rubbish at the moment, so how about we have a look at your bleeping horror and see if it needs feeding or cleaning? It usually does.
How double dare you insult my Hatchie?
Slide to unlock. Hatchie, the pit. The lights are off and it is asleep. Image, hunger stat, light switch, button, light switch.
Look at it. How can anyone make a pet out of that?
Oh, it's cute. Look, let's give it an apple.
Soon a whole week had gone by. Then it finally happened. Teely got the news she'd waited so long for.
This time, please.
This is an Elfhold public service announcement. In a statement issued today at 0700 hours, the governor of Elfhold announced that Black Diamond procedure has been lifted.
Yay!
The governor thanked all personnel for their cooperation during the recent emergency. After the statement was issued, all power, air conditioning, and lighting systems have been restarted and are returning to normal mode. It is expected that conditions will return to normal within 2 hours. The Elfhold Communications Bureau have advised all personnel that computers, respirators, cell phones and other communications devices may now be powered up, but that it may take time for service to return to normal. This public service...
Oh, thank the hand! Okay, turn on the phone first. That'll take a few seconds to settle. Now the respirator. Gosh, I know how humans feel when their phones go down. They say it's like having their arm torn off. I wish they could know how it feels to have this little thing on their wrists that can communicate with anyone in voice or video, that can surf the web, send mail, film everything I do, and play it back in 3D holo imagery in any size I want, from so small it could fit into the palm of my hand to life size. Come on, beautiful wristicator. Power up. Ah, wonderful. Now, I'll check email first. Oh, gold. Look at all those mails. 300+, and... Oh, yes, mostly from Bert. Ah, the rest I can save till later. Let's have a look at the phone. Oh, my silver sand. Look at all those texts and missed calls and the voice messages, too. He must have been going out of his mind. Nope, answering any of these just won't do. I'll have to go. I'll call Bilby. He'll be apoplectic. Tough. I don't care if he pops a blood vessel. Call Bilby 11312.
I don't know what she said to Bilby, or if indeed he did pop a blood vessel. I only know that I was cooking breakfast here in the den when something very unexpected happened.
How are you today, Bert? Did you sleep any better?
Oh, I'm okay. Well, you know. No, I didn't sleep very well. I suppose it'll get better in time.
Have you still not heard anything, sweetie?
You'd have known about it if I had, Elle. It's been a week now. I've just got to accept it and get on with it.
It's just so cruel. I can't believe she's doing this. If she was just going to dump you, she could have at least let you know.
Elle, please, I've told you before. I really can't function if I talk about this. Just let me get on with doing the breakfast. And then I've got this big audio project to do. I need to keep busy. I really do just have to try and get on with my life.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm sure I heard a whoosh. Someone zapped. Did either of you hear it?
No, you're imagining it.
We're not. I think I heard it too.
Oh, Zlent, I don't need visitors.
But what if it's Teely? She's zapped in your closet. She can do that. You better go and see.
Do you think? It's probably just Meller or someone. No, I mustn't hope. I mustn't. What about this breakfast? It's not ready.
I'll see to it. But go on, just go.
Okay. Wish me luck.
Well, let's hope she is in there.
Yes. And let's hope she has a good explanation.
Teely?
Bert. Sian.
You still want to call me that? I thought...
I know what you must have thought. I know what you must have been going through.
You don't. You can't. Why, Teely? If everything was okay, why put me through that? A whole week without a word.
Can we sit down? It's a long story. It got really bad. I had to go in for questioning. My boss tore strips off me and I wasn't even the one who got seen. In the end, they cleared me of negligence, but it was touch and go.
Poor Zia. What an awful thing.
It was worse for Ketsy. She had to go to hold security. She'll never be clear to work outside Elfhold again. She's still being interrogated, and when that's done, she'll be reclassified. She'll end up living in the lower reaches and working in a bar or something. It's a terrible waste.
Sorry, honey. I can't think of anyone much but you at the moment. I'm just so glad I've got you back again.
I'm glad too, Sia. You can't know how glad. But Bert, this whole thing has made me think a lot about Elfhold and my whole position. I don't ever want this to happen again. I think I'm going to have to make changes in how I live.
What? You mean...
But your face! No, calm down. I'm not trying to push you into something you're not ready for, but I do think life in London isn't for me anymore. I want to be closer to you, and I've had it with elf bureaucracy. I need to look into what else I can do.
Never mind my face. Seriously, I do think living nearer would be a good idea. We'll think more about that, shall we? But before that, how about we go into the den and talk to Brian and Elle? They've been worried too. And how about breakfast? Are you hungry? I don't know about you, but I'm starving.
Today's great thought. What is it about leps? Why are they always starving? All right, let's eat.
Do you know something? I think that moment was a crossroads. Well, Teely said that about moving to live closer. I thought she was suggesting things I definitely wasn't ready for, hence my face. If I'd been sensible, I would have stayed in the closet with her. We'd have talked about things properly. But what did I do? I took her into the den, we sat around the table with Brian and Elle, and everything got glossed over in cheerful talk, laughter, and delicious food. I could have saved myself so much. Oh well, it's no good thinking about it now. Talking about delicious food, I really ought to get up. I'm getting awfully hungry. You will? Oh, how lovely of you. You're so kind. Can I have mustard on the sandwich? And can I have the bacon crispy? Yes, that's right. Haven't the crusts cut off? You're getting to know me, aren't you? Bring it on.